My name is Robert Farringer. I have been involved at FPCA for a few years now, and I participate as a member of the Contemporary Praise Band, play guitar and sing. I also sing in the choir and play guitar and help with other programs at VBS and special services with the youth and other small groups. My question for this devotional prayer service is set to post on Maundy Thursday. And the question is, the topic is that Jesus invites all his disciples to be his final meal, even those who will sell him out. Judas betrays him. Peter denies him three times. And the question at hand is, how can you extend hospitality even to people you find hard to love or trust? Well, Jesus shows hospitality to strangers, to his disciples. He invites them to his meal, which we now know as the sacrament of communion, which we celebrate to remember his generosity to us and his grace that God provides for us. Christ becomes the bread of life, and we are meant to feed his lambs, his sheep, as he calls them, and he calls us. And in the book of Hebrews, there's a passage about hospitality where the writer says that we should show hospitality to strangers, because by doing so, we will entertain angels unaware. It's how we bring people to the faith. It's how we introduce them to Christ and to God, by breaking bread together, by inviting them to become part of his kingdom, and thereby we gain entry to his grace if we accept him as our Savior. So I'm going to sing for you now a little song that I put together years ago for a pastor friend of mine for one of our services about the communion elements and the miracle of the bread and the fishes, called the Bread Song. And for Maundy Thursday, it probably works pretty well. And we've been talking in church about feeding each other and communing together, regardless of being outsiders or perhaps being people who are normally not accepted as worthy. So here we go. Like our forebears, we're lost in the desert. We're drifting our own wilderness. We're consumed by our thirst and our hunger, forgetting the fact that we're blessed. Still you sent down the manna from heaven to supply every soul in that place. And you fill us today in a spiritual way when we feast on the meal of your grace. Oh, bread of life, you sustain us here on earth at the banquet above. Your sacrifice has allowed us to rise purely leavened, because are so small. When transformed by the touch of the Master, there were loaves in abundance for all. In the same humble way we might answer, share with others a portion with Him, and distribute the bread so that everyone's fed and the basket still full to the brim. Oh, bread of life, you sustain us here on earth at the banquet above. Your sacrifice has allowed us to rise purely leavened by Pharisees, with or without any butter. When the end of the age is upon us, when we separate chaff from the wheat, when you separate good fish from bad fish, may it be bread of life that we eat. Let us cast our bread onto the waters. Let us cast our lines out in the sea. There are souls to be caught in abundance, like the fish out of Lake Galilee. Sacrifice has allowed us to rise purely leavened because of your love. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for a Savior who offers hospitality even to those who others might consider undeserving them. And we pray that we may show the same hospitality to those who are outcast, downtrodden, considered unwelcome and unworthy of your love and grace. Let us share bread and break bread and wine with the community that you desire us to become. Amen.